We're going to stay with law, but we're going to go to sports. Legally speaking, it wasn't a Hail Mary pass. No, it was a walk over the goal line. Nando DeFino joins us, Wall Street Journal reporter. The NFL owners got a big win in their ongoing labor dispute. The lockout remains in place. Nando, good morning, and what's going on?
Good morning, John. It's pretty much more of the same. This was kind of anticipated by everyone that the appeals court would kind of lean more pro-business, whereas the district courts have kind of been leaning more pro-players. So it wasn't a huge surprise. They're basically the silver lining of this is they said they're going to make a decision quickly on this June 3rd hearing that's up next. So there's somewhat of an end in sight.
In practical terms, what this means is that the lockout in theory stays in place in that, you know, training facilities stay closed and certain NFL, vendors, I guess, are not going to get paid and players are certainly not going to get paid and free agents can't be traded. Is that right between now and June?
Right. It's pretty much it's just you're in a state of just kind of suspended reality right now. It's they're all there. They're doing their things, but nothing at all can happen.
What do you think is going through the mind of a college kid who was just at that really exciting NFL draft?
I can't tell if that's sarcasm or not, but the college kids actually they kind of had an idea this was coming. Like a guy like Stanford's Andrew Luck, who would have been the overall number one, actually stayed in college, and you know that might have factored into this, but. I guess you just kind of wait and see. The good thing is if you signed with an agent and you were drafted, you know, they can kind of help you out until you get the contract.
You mean they can help you out with cash?
Well, yeah, they're no longer college kids. I mean, if they're in the draft and they've been drafted, you know, they're going to sign a contract at some point. So I think some of the agents are helping them out a little bit.
But I love that the message may be stay in school.
It's beautiful, right? It's kind of – and Luck wasn't the only one. He was just the most high profile. And he didn't really reference that he was afraid of the lockout or anything. It's just kind of – you know, when the trend is everyone else is going to the NFL and some of these top-rated guys are staying in school, it kind of gives you the impression that, you know, maybe they knew that, you know, there are storm clouds on the horizon.
All right. I want to go out on what the players do next. But the illusion here is that the owners speak with one voice, even though they got this victory in the appellate court. In fact, how does the big market versus the small market cleavage within the owners group play out between now and June?
Well, that's been kind of – that hasn't really been an issue yet. It's they're kind of – the NFL is different than, say, like Major League Baseball, where the big markets get these huge benefits. A team like Green Bay can compete with the Giants because the way the NFL is set up, you know, they have salary caps and they share a lot of the revenue. So it's they're on an even playing field, and they all kind of – they seem to have gotten along very nicely. There's not a real huge split between the two.
But St. Louis has a different tolerance for pain than, say, Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's true. But those are the small. I mean, you're talking about vendors and stuff like that, and people who are dependent on this. I'm sure the owners in St. Louis would rather get it done quickly because it's such a huge part of the revenue in the community. I mean, you talk about Green Bay. That team's it's publicly owned by a lot of the people
right.
in the area and Green Bay fans. So, you know, they're obviously not going to see a profit on it, but. When they had the dire financial straits before they all pitched in. So you get more of a community feel. On the other hand, everyone's going to be hurt by this. I mean, the Cowboys not playing is going to have this
sure.
domino effect, you know, TV, everything like that, too.
Nando, 20 seconds. What do the players do next?
They just keep doing what they're doing, tweeting a lot of things to get the fans on their side. Wait until June 3rd. They said they're going to make a decision quickly, this court. So
the Twitter defense, Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal reporter on the state of the NFL lockout. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime, John.